Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
A tiny drum went tap, tap, and stopped. Tink blinked, then tapped again. Tap, tap, tap. Episode 23. Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's stomp on in. Big adventures start with little steps. Today, the clearing smelled like warm sand and crushed wildflowers. Sunstripes painted the ferns, and somewhere close, a small rhythm kept catching Tank's tail, like a song that wanted to be heard.
I have an idea. A tiny orchestra. Everyone brings something to make sound.
Some faces lit up. Others hesitated. Topsy tucked her toes and whispered,
But my sound is so tiny.
Rexy puffed his chest and muttered, I only roar, while Lincoln rubbed his claws and worried his little planks might not fit. Tank's tail gave a nervous wag, and he tapped the log again, soft this time. Tap, tap.
The first rehearsal felt like a quiet parade. Lincoln found three smooth gray pebbles that clicked tap, 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 like tiny footsteps. London rolled a wide fern into a whistle that sighed, whoo, like a sleepy wind. Mama T-Rex tapped a hollow log and hummed a low, warm note like cinnamon sunlight. Topsy tried a kazoo made from a reed, and, surprise, out popped a squeak that sounded exactly like a very surprised mouse.
Oopsie.
That little squeak made Rexy snort, and soon the clearing sounded like a chorus of friendly hiccups. The friends laughed, tapped, and tried again.
Tank wanted a big, steady beat, but his heart tumbled so fast he missed a count. He looked at his claws and whispered,
Oh, okay. One, two, breathe. It doesn't have to be loud. Even quiet counts.
So the den tried tiptoeing with sound. They learned to listen to the hush between notes, to hold a tiny rest like a secret. I clapped a steady one, two, three, breathe, so the little beats could line up like stepping stones. Sometimes rehearsals wobbled. Topsy got a stuck note that hiccuped like a pebble in a pocket. Rexy almost rolled a roar through a whole verse, but remembered to rumble gently, like a friendly thunder in the distance. As the days warmed, tiny instruments multiplied. Lincoln's three-pebble click became a steady tap, tap, tap under the tune. Mama T-Rex's hum wrapped like a blanket. Tank's spoon rhythm kept the little heartbeat moving.
The day of the tiny orchestra's concert! Curious beetles and a pair of bluebirds gathered on a branch. Tank counted them in, softly, and the clearing chimed. Pebbles, fern whistle, kazoo squeak, log hum.
Halfway through, something odd happened. The steady little heartbeat that kept everyone together, Tank's spoon taps beneath the melody, vanished. The song lost a tiny piece and felt hollow in the middle, like a sandwich with no cheese.
They stopped and really listened. First they heard leaves and the far-off bird, then smaller things. A shell tapping behind a fern, a quiet breath between notes, Mama's soft hum like a warm cup. Those tiny sounds slipped into the gap like puzzle pieces sliding home.
What if my squeak can help?
Topsy closed her eyes and puffed the kazoo with a kind, shy breath. Her tiny squeak tucked right into the missing space, and click, everything fit again.
Yes, that's it! Together!
Rexy added a gentle rumble. Lincoln kept his tap, tap, tap steady, and Mama's hum wrapped the tune like honey on toast. They didn't fix it with a thunderclap. They fixed it with tiny pieces. Topsy's squeak, Lincoln's three pebble taps, Mama's soft hum, snapping the song back into place.
The quiet sounds weren't small at all. They were the secret that made the whole song work.
Afterward, the friends sat in a sunny circle, cheeks warm from laughing.
Tink nudged Topsy and said,
"Thank you for that squeak."
"I thought I wouldn't matter, but I do."
Mama T-Rex put a soft claw on Tank's shoulder and said, "Every sound matters, just like every one of you matters. I told them, in a quiet voice, that God gives each of us special gifts, some loud, some gentle, so we can help each other and make the world kinder."
They hadn't been handed a list of rules. They found the answer by trying, listening, and helping. That discovery felt like a warm blanket, soft, surprising, and quietly wonderful. Here's a short listening game. Close your eyes with a grown-up and listen for one soft sound nearby. The hum of a light, a small creak, a bird. Hear how that quiet thing makes the moment special. Try it, and then share what you heard.
If you liked the Tiny Orchestra, stomp on that subscribe button so you won't miss our next Den adventure. We have more songs, brave little steps, and stories about how God loves each of us and uses our gifts for good.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!